Inside Fashion Marketing, a podcast by Zalando Partner Marketing Services. Shaping love brands and supporting your long-term growth through customer-centric marketing.
Hi, and welcome to a new episode on Inside Fashion Marketing. My name is Heike Larin. I'm Director, Retail Media and Partner Consultancy at Zalando Marketing Services. And I'm here today joined by Veselina, who is Director, Retail for Pinterest. Welcome, Veselina. So nice to have you.
Hi, Heike. I love to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
So today we talk about a favorite topic of ours, that is weddings. And I think everyone thinks they know something about weddings, but what is the business angle here? What has marketing to do and retail media with weddings? And maybe we give away how we tied the knot yesterday. We sit here with a beautiful decor that gives a little hint on what we celebrated yesterday. Mm-hmm. So weddings are close to everyone's heart, and we know that this is a very emotional moment and certainly one that people prepare for. But also, it has become a cultural moment that is connected to trends that change every year. And also, of course, people want to celebrate their wedding in style and they need the perfect decor, location, but also, of course, the head-to-toe look. So where do people get inspired and collect what they like? Of course, on Pinterest. So you are an absolute expert on the trends there. And we are super happy to have all the looks. And this is why we tied the knot with launching the Pinterest Wedding Report together. Yeah. And maybe we can start by you, Veselina, explaining a bit, what is the Pinterest Wedding Report?
Yeah, absolutely. I think wedding is one of those things, as you said, that are so close to our hearts. And at the same time, it's one of those things that we love planning, right? We love to prepare for it. We love to imagine it. How is it going to look like the most special day in our lives?
Totally.
But both as a couple, but also as a guest, right? If you're invited to a wedding, you want to show up at your best. You want to look fabulous.
Dressed to impress, certainly.
100%. And all the pictures, right? You want to look at them later and say like, yes, I looked really good on them and really remember those special moments. So what the wedding report actually does is we launch it every year, and we have at Pinterest such a breadth of information. What is going to be on trend this year? And for 2026, we already know what the wedding season is going to be about. Yeah. And now you might wonder, like, how do we actually know this? Like, who told us? And it's very simple. So people come to Pinterest to search and discover and planning all those life moments. So wedding is our biggest life moment that is happening on Pinterest. So from hat to toe, what do you need for it? And last year, we saw that we had over 7 billion searches.
7 billion. That is incredible.
So many people are coming for wedding-related topics to Pinterest. And they're really like saving pins. Like, we had 16.7 billion pins being saved at a wedding-related. So it gives us really a lot of information is, what are people going to do this year for the wedding season? And for the first time in Germany, we decided, let's launch it together with a partner to bring really a special collaboration into real life. So we have the insights. We know already what's going to be on trend, but you have the looks and the partners to actually bring this into the experience. And I think that was, a match made in heaven.
Completely. And maybe we share a bit how this came together, because if we talk about it now, it sounds only logical and
totally.
why didn't we do this every year since now? But what actually happened is that you and I met for a coffee catch-up at a big fair, and we just spoke about the topics that we're working on currently. And we were preparing for occasional moments and thinking about how we can put partners in the best spotlight there. So this is something that was going on in my team. Mm. And then you mentioned the wedding report and offered me to see it and to have access. And I think I nearly dropped my cappuccino thinking like, no, I don't want to see it. I want to be the report. Let's discuss how we can do
this. That's true. I wish I would have taken a picture of your face at that moment. So that was priceless. I think that was so interesting because I think we were both working on something that goes in the same direction, right? But we have those insights. So I was like, yeah, of course I'll share it with Heike once the report is out. Of course. But then I think we got very creative, like, let's actually think a few steps further and make those, you know, all this information we have in store that is happening in the app, let's bring this to life. Let's have a very good reason to see what's online and bring it to offline.
Yeah, exactly. I think we made it a bit hard for our teams as we had exactly Maybe. 6 weeks to make this happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone was very supportive, but I think everyone is happy now that the weekend is coming.
That's true. So before we speak about the end result of this, maybe we can start by you letting us in a bit on how you analyze these trends and what are the key trends, of course, for this season.
Oh yeah, we wanna spill some tea. What are the trends? So what's interesting is, so people, like, we have like over 600 million monthly active users. And when they come to Pinterest, they come for a very specific reason. So they search and they want to discover in a visual way what to buy next and how to make their best decisions. And I think this is where it gets so interesting because we have high intent data for what people want to do next. And with that high intent data, we are very good at predicting what is going to happen at some point. What is the trend going to be from an overarching standpoint? And nowadays we have over 80 billion searches every month on Pinterest. That is a lot of information, and 50% are really commercial intent searches. So we are really at the intersection of discovering what people are going to buy next. And we have really good teams who are able to analyze those data points and predict the future for the next couple of months. What is going to be the trend? Now, I said trends so many times, so I think it's time to say what are going to be the trends for the wedding season.
Exactly. What are we wearing?
What are we wearing? Yeah. So what we did at the event, we picked three fashion-related trends and we brought them to life. And one of them was the rooted romance trend. And
Love this one.
Yeah, I love to think about it like, imagine you're at a wedding party that's in a garden. It's very nature inspired. You want to wear like plum, merlot, fig tones, very like grounded and darker colors. So away from the white stuff, but more like into more romantic, a moody atmosphere. And I think that suits garden parties very well. And I can totally see it, how you sitting there, your wonderful outfits on, you're cheering with a glass of wine. So this is for me like the rooted romance part.
And it's something new, right? As you said, usually we would always think like rather lighter colors, lots of white. So this is a very nice difference.
Yeah. And I think that that changes now. Like, we see very different color palettes coming out. And I think it's very romantic colors. Like the darky part, yeah.
Oh, fabulous. So there's still dreamers out there.
Yeah, and I think we are both kind of dressed with this today.
Exactly. Is this a coincidence or are we feeling the trend report yet?
We don't know.
Okay, so what else is out there?
Yeah. All right, so the other one is ethereal shimmer. And that's more like for the dreamers out there. So think about like colors that when the light shines on it, it changes. The color changes. There's a shimmer in it. It's a very small glitter, particles in it. So very like chrome tones or opal aesthetics. So I would say like that gives you the feeling of being in a different world. And I think that's what weddings are about, right? You want to disconnect from your day to day. You want to immerse yourself in a different world for this moment. We really present. And those kind of ethereal shimmer trends are really bringing this into life. So yesterday at the event, I was wearing ethereal shimmer. The blue dress that has a lot of shimmer on it. And
on
I think that is also like very dreamy. You know, we look into a dress and I'm thinking about dresses a lot today, but it could be anything, right? It could be also the makeup that gives you a very different feeling depending on the light and the shadow that's coming in. So I think that's also a very beautiful trend to be excited for.
Yeah, super nice. And as you say that, it's always giving a different vibe depending on what the light is. And also that changes during a day, right? Wedding is usually from the morning till the evening.
Absolutely.
So super interesting. Yeah. And as you said, we saw this a lot in the collections yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so coming to number three.
Yes. Number three is called Messy Coquette. And that's a very different experience. So we're talking a lot about layered fabrics, about lace, about velvet. So really think about like everything that's romantic, but to its max, like really bring it in there. And I think the way that a location would look like is a very theatrical flower statements, like huge bouquets. And we had such a nice installation for it yesterday at the event. I was like, yes, this is exactly what Messy Coquette is about. So it's a very romantic part, but really maximizing the romance here. So combining lace and velvet, and then, you know, those skirts that are like with multiple layers on it and look really fabulous. So I think there's a lot of romance in there as well, but it's very different to the other trends.
So Veselina, we hinted here and there already at an event we had yesterday. So let's start. Let's get into it. What did we do? Why did we feel like walking down the aisle on a sunny Thursday in Berlin?
It's true.
And what do the trends you just shared with us have to do with the event we had?
Yeah. So after we had our interaction in a couple of weeks ago, the both of us with that idea, we got very creative, right? How do we bring those trends to life? And I think our teams had fabulous ideas. So we had a really immersive experience of the wedding trend report. So when people entered the room in the Zalando Experience Hub, they would see those three trends. So the Rooted Romance, Ethereal Shimmer, and Messy Coquette coming to life. So every area had like those trends brought to life by like an activity there or like things you could try on. You could see how it fits to you. And you brought the right partners for this. So yeah, I think that made it really special. But I'll let you maybe talk about the partners that were there.
Oh, yes. It was very nice. We decided that we are going to have one hero partner standing for each of the categories, so to say, that complete the wedding outfit. And yes, of course, we start with dresses. So it's not only you thinking a lot about dresses. And we had our partner WeFashion there with some really lovely styles. So they, I think, had an outfit for every one of the trends you just lined out. And I especially loved a blouse. It was a golden croquette blouse that I would see with the Messy Croquette trend coming along. And it gave the absolute bridal party vibes away. Then we had shoes and handbags from Aldo. And what is especially nice with those is that it's heels you can dance and party on all night. So they do not only look very nice and very glitz and glam, but they have a system called Pillow Walk, which gives you the chance to look fabulous, but also feel very comfortable.
Totally. I tried so many on.
Oh, okay. So
couple
of pairs sold here.
Yeah, definitely.
Then we had really nice accessories from Coach Boss Calvin Klein. Then, of course, to complete the look, you need a fabulous outfit underneath the outfit.
That's true.
So we had some very, very nice lingerie trends from Etam. And then, not to forget, of course, Glamour Up by Fabulous Nails. I'm still wearing them today.
Yes.
Essie had a fabulous beauty bar with, I'm not sure if you can see this, I even got little bows on my nails. And they had a variety of designs. I also learned that nail design is one of the most searched items after wedding on Pinterest.
That is true. Yeah, we are all about the aesthetics.
So spot on. And yeah, as you said, immersive experience. So the attendees had the chance to not only see the trends coming to life, but to dive right in. We had a color expert help to select what is the right color. So you and I learned a lot about our wardrobe and what it is we need to get rid of, what it is we need to have more from.
We need to get some serious shopping this week.
So even after so many years in fashion, there was something for us to definitely learn there. And we saw that this was very busy booth, but also I personally loved the little mocktails with the Pinterest and Zalando logo, with the colorways of foam with a bit of sparkle underneath.
That's so true, yeah.
Even in the drinks and the food, you can see how the trends came to life.
Absolutely, yeah.
And of course, we did not want it to celebrate this in a close circle, but really share with many people interested. And so we opened this to the public and saw that 1,200 people signed up, which was the absolute max.
That's a really big wedding to celebrate.
Exactly. But we celebrated like in a real wedding all afternoon. And soon we will see a lot of great content coming for this. So I think for everyone who didn't have the chance to celebrate yesterday with us, there are still, very, very nice material to look at.
Yeah, I already had a sneak peek today. There is some really great content that has been produced yesterday. We had so many creators there as well. It was such beautiful space. So I think everyone was so excited just to try things out and try on the shoes, the cocktails.
Create a flower bouquet.
Yeah, and the nails. I think we had everything you need in order to get ready for a wedding, no matter if you're the couple or you're the guest.
I thought it was fabulous. I saw a lot of young couples attending the event. And then I was thinking, maybe now they got a lot ahead in their planning for
the
special day. Exactly. So certainly we put it on the radar already. Yeah. But coming back to what you said in the beginning, that Pinterest has a very good idea of what is going to happen next on purchase intent. So I think this is the real magic we did behind the scenes, that with launching the report yesterday in Germany, we also launched a big campaign where all the Pinterest users could see on their front page that the trends they saw and they're interested in on Pinterest actually shoppable on Zalando and the other way around. So this is how we really tied the knot.
Yeah. I think that's actually the best part, because so what we did in the media campaign is when users opened the Pinterest app yesterday, the first big advertising format that they would see was about a Zalando wedding collaboration. So it was like fully immersive, high awareness for the topic. And the same was also in our search bar when people would enter that to look for new products, they would first see this one. So this was like, we call it the premier spotlight, but it was really the wedding topic was the spotlight with Pinterest and Zalando in collaboration. I think that was really great. So people would enter the space and they would see it also in the app. So it is a full circle. But as you said, we didn't stop there, because we also want to help people not just be aware of it, but we want to help them find exactly those products. So we had like so many pins created that are with Zalando products and the brand partners. And also on your side, you had also your boards created on Zalando with exactly those trends. So it really came together very well. Like from a user perspective, I would also say like, this is the best customer journey. You see what is out there and you know exactly where to buy it.
100%. And I think it's so fantastic that we live in a very virtual world, but for everyone who happens to be close by was a chance to experience in real life what is the creation we also have online. And this was actually only the kickoff, right? The wedding season is starting now. So everyone now can see what are the trends and knows exactly where to find them. And not only you have boards, you are famous for doing boards for many years, but also on the Zalando experience in our new feed, we now have boards for customers to actually pin and then share what are styles they're interested in. And of course, we're going to have some very nice wedding boards that are created already with regards to the Pinterest trends. So I'm really looking forward to those.
Yeah, I think we should make some advertising for those boards so people should check them out on Zalando. Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
So, and now that's a hard one. With all the trends that you saw yesterday, what is your favorite?
Oh, that's so difficult, because I love all of them, but I think for every couple, there is something that would fit better. So if I think about the weddings I'm going to attend soon, I can already picture it for which couple, which trend would feel more natural and more personal. But if it would be my wedding and I would have to organize it, I'd probably go with the ethereal shimmer because I like that dreamy part about how the color changes in the light and it gives this, yeah, special outerworldly feeling. I would go for that, but I already got married, so I'm not planning another wedding.
Okay, so vow renewal is on trend as well. Yeah. So certainly a lot of inspiration. Okay, that's a really good one.
Yeah. What's yours, Heike?
So after the learning from the color expert that plum and fig works actually well for me, I would go for rooted romance where this is then covered. But what is really interesting for me is to see how much excitement is for this area of the fashion business. And I have been in my past years also a buyer for a bridal evening and cocktail dresses.
What a nice job.
Oh yes, I truly loved it. And I think sequins is still secretly underneath my skin. So I can still totally relate to this world and think it's the most fun products you can actually search for and shop. And I'm really excited that we now tie the knot with this partnership and make it an even more fun experience and very easy because it is not easy to find a wedding guest or bridal or groom outfit, right? And we see the reason there is so much search is also because that's something out of the usual, right? We see that people buy dresses that did not buy a single dress with us before. So it's really special and you want to know what is the right thing to wear. Is this on trend? Is this suitable? And this is, I think, a really nice way we found to help the customers who shop with us and who are searching on Pinterest.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious to see that all the weddings coming up and how those trends will be lived.
Exactly, exactly. Many more pins to come.
Many more pins, yes.
So you have all these many, many pins. Mm-hmm. And how do you know then what are the trends out of all the pins you see?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So what really helps is we have now over 600 million monthly active users and they come with a high intent to search and discover. So nowadays we have 80 billion searches every month on Pinterest. That is already a lot of intent that we're seeing there. 50% of those searches really have that commercial intent of, I want to purchase something next. So with all this information, we are able to find out what is the taste of that person? What do they like? What is the color palette that they would go for? What is the decoration they would like? What is the beauty aspect that will tailor to their taste? That gives us a really good understanding. And at the same time, because they're coming to search and discover, they're planning ahead. So what they do now helps us to understand what they will buy next. So with that combination, I think we have a very powerful prediction tool to tell us what is going to be on trend next. And that covers weddings, but that covers also so many other items in our lives that need a little bit more planning ahead. So I think that's where we're really good at. So I'm so happy that, you know, now with everything that's for wedding season coming up, we already can share with the world what is it going to be so they can prepare with their best outfits.
Yeah. And exactly like you describe it, we know that for big cultural moments, there is a high intent to purchase that comes along
Absolutely.
With the research. Because ultimately, you received an invitation to a wedding and you know you have to have a great outfit. And you will very likely end up buying something on the platform of your choice. I think it's fantastic we managed to close the gap between the search and the intent to buy to actually then offer the outfits for the specific trends and looks that users found on Pinterest that are now shoppable on Zalando.
I mean, that's the best customer experience, right? That's what you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is also why it is so important for partners to participate in these cultural moments. As we know, the customer really wants to make a purchase to have the perfect outfit for the occasion they're invited to.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that there are other cultural moments as well. Can you name some examples?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as much as I love weddings, there's more to our lives, right? So, I mean, the World Cup is coming up and people are preparing for this. It's in everyone's calendar. Everyone knows it's going to happen soon. We have the festival season coming up, which is, I love that part of summer. And then of course we have like so many parents that are preparing for back to school with their kids. And not to forget, of course, the holiday season with all the gifts that you need to buy for your friend, for your partner, for your kids, for your grandparents. And all of those are decisions. You know they have to happen at some point, and you know you need some help in order to find exactly the right product for it. So I think there is a lot more coming up this year where people will need some guidance to find the right product.
Okay, so the to-do is very clear. Yeah. Get inspired and pin away on Pinterest to then shop on Zalando.
So 100%. That's done. It.
Okay. So thank you so much for joining us today with Selena. And if you like what you heard, then please hit subscribe and follow us for more episodes on Fashion Insight Marketing. Ciao for now.